A French military spokesman says the troops were attacked on two fronts near the key western town of Douekwe. He described the clashes as quite serious. The spokesman says about 40 rebel fighters traveling on foot fired mortars at a French position on a road north of Douekwe. He said about 30 rebels attacked a different French patrol on a road northeast of town. There is a large French military presence in Douekwe, and French troops have clashed with rebels nearby at least four other times in recent weeks. After the last two incidents, rebel leaders essentially apologized, blaming the attacks on misunderstandings. France has sent about 2,500 soldiers to its former colony to protect foreigners and enforce a tattered ceasefire. Douekwe is located at a strategic crossroads between the rebel-held city of Mons and the two main ports of San Pedro and Abidjan. The clashes came just a day after the main Western rebel group said it was ready to attend peace talks in Paris, scheduled to begin January 15th. The rebel group controlling most of northern and central Ivory Coast has agreed to honor a ceasefire signed in October, but the two Western factions have never signed any ceasefire, and they have not previously negotiated with the government. Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo recently announced he would stop all hostilities on all fronts, including in the West. He spoke after meeting with French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin, who came to Ivory Coast for talks with both sides after an upsurge in fighting last week. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Abidjan.